Welcome to the America's Workforce Radio Podcast, the flagship production of the American Workers Radio and Podcast Network, where organized labor and its never-ending fight to protect the rights of the American worker come first. Now, presented by LIUNA, Laborers International Union of North America, here's your host, Ed Flash Ferens.
Let's go to line number one. One of our regulars is Dorsey Hager on behalf of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. This guy is involved in everything in Central Ohio, and today we are talking to him from Las Vegas, where the North American Building Trades Conference is happening. So we'll get a good view of what's going on and the agenda there and much more. Mr. Hager, how are we doing today?
Doing great. You're right. Live from Las Vegas out here with leaders from across North America at the North American Building Trades Conference, just discussing everything that's going on, not only in Columbus and Central Ohio, but obviously throughout the country and throughout North America for all the building trades people. So thanks for having me on today.
You got it. We are always connected. And let's start with the conference out there. I'm sure it's been pretty interesting. Maybe why don't you tell our listeners what's going on? Is this like a where they vote on leadership, the agenda? And right now we all know what's going on in construction. The big issue is getting workers, getting more and more workers to handle the jobs that are out there. And I'm sure all this is being addressed, but I'd like to get your point of view.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty full agenda. Leaders from local councils and state councils from all over the United States and Canada converge. Brent Booker moderates the conference, the Secretary Treasurer for National Building Trades. Chief of Staff Mike Monroe is here. Everybody's giving reports, communications. Betsy Barrett, who does a great job of keeping everybody updated throughout the country and throughout North America on legislative issues and workforce issues and stuff. And obviously Tom Krieger and Nicole Schwartz on apprenticeship readiness programs. But it's been really good. The apprenticeship readiness programs, obviously they talked about what people across the country are doing well, what people aren't doing well, you know, how these have really taken off, how they're giving people of color and females a chance to get onto that direct path at a middle class, just like we do with building futures and driving futures in Columbus and Central Ohio and in Franklin County. So there was a lot of discussion on that, the importance of that. And then, you know, what you just mentioned is absolutely true, is the workforce development as it factors into our manpower needs. You know, there was a lot of discussion about Intel in Columbus, which, you know, we discuss a lot on your show and continue to talk about, as it's just an incredible opportunity. Sam Lyon from Bechtel was here discussing it. They also talked about the huge announcement for Syracuse, New York, which is Micron and the chips plant that's going to go on up there, which obviously led into legislation and some legislative victories and some great things that President Biden and his administration have done, which, you know, all this is coming from the CHIPS and Science Act, which is creating funding to build these projects. It's creating funding for workforce development to get more people into the trades so we can build these projects. And then, what he's doing with infrastructure. You know, we haven't even talked about infrastructure yet, with roads, bridges, research facilities, hospitals, schools, stuff like that, which is going to create a lot of work too. So just covering the full gamut of everything. And it's great. We meet out here once a year in October. It's nice to get out here and connect with people, see what's happening across the country and kind of share ideas and stuff. And NAB2 does a great job putting this together. And, no better place to have it than Las Vegas. The weather's been great. It's been 90s and sunny. Of course, the weather's the same inside a hotel room or a conference room. But, when you do get out and get to enjoy it a little bit, it's kind of nice. So
yeah, that is convention city. There's no doubt about that. And they treat people so well over there. Do you have any time to have a little fun over there in Vegas? Do they allow that?
Yeah, I had a little fun. Stepped into the sports book last night and watched the Colts and the Broncos. I don't know if you would call that football, what was took place last night, but got to watch that a little bit. And, hopefully going to step into the sports book and catch some of the playoffs here later today. So, yeah, hopefully have a little bit of fun before I have to head back and and get back to work on finding these people and securing a lot of this work that's coming up, and some other big announcements that are coming up here in the next couple of weeks, some nice projects for Columbus and Central Ohio that are going to benefit the building trades as well.
Dorsey, if you don't mind, I want to delve a little bit deeper into attracting more young people into the trades. You and I have had this conversation for years now, and, you know, still kids are attracted to college and not to the trades, and that's been going on for years. I'm just wondering, at this convention, at the North American Building Trades Conference that's going on right now in Las Vegas, are they taking a deep dive into that? I mean, are they wondering, well, okay, what are we going to do? We got to do it. There's a lot of jobs there that need to be filled, and there's some great opportunities. Are they getting into specifics? Is there like a strategic plan that they're going to unravel here? What do you know about that?
Yeah, so right now, the North American Building Trades, under the leadership of Brent Booker and Sean McGarvey, and then Tom Krieger's heading it up, they're establishing their own entity, which is called Trades Futures, which is going to help, you know, cities and councils across the country that are wanting to establish their own apprenticeship readiness programs. It's going to help them develop the format and the system and the technical side of it to where they can develop their own programs. And, you know, that starts at the beginning with the outreach. You know, you got to get into these underserved communities. You've got to talk to not only people, but you've also got to talk to the students. You've got to talk to kids in high schools, middle schools, let them know about these opportunities that are in front of them so they can take the math and science courses, the things that are necessary to be able to get into these pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship programs. But you've also got to educate the parents. You know, you and I have talked about this in the past. You know, there's been such a negative stigma on construction for such a long time, and the building trades is really a tremendous opportunity, not only because of the great pay and the benefits, but because of the technology and the advances that have been made, you know, in the last 30 years, where, you know, there is still a lot of physicality to some of our jobs, but a lot of things are done smarter, which is less wear and tear and less stress on our bodies and stuff, and we do a lot with our minds, and technology has helped that out. Also, the working conditions, which you and I have talked about. I spent a lot of times in gas powered plants and coal powered fossil fuel plants, you know, where some of the conditions maybe weren't the best, you know, where it was very hot, it was very dirty. You know, fortunately for us in Central Ohio and a lot of the markets across the United States, we're doing a lot of solar work. We're doing a lot of data center work. We're doing a lot, you know, we're going to start building chip plants. We're building hospitals now. And a lot of that is great, clean work. And we have to let people in these communities know about these opportunities and let them know not only about the opportunities, but how they get connected with these opportunities, whether it's through an apprenticeship program or the First Steps, which is a pre-apprenticeship program, to give them all the wraparound services and all the skills needed so they can step right into an apprenticeship program. So I commend Tom and Brent and Sean for having the leadership and foresight to do this. I think they said right now across North America, there's close to 2,500 apprenticeship readiness programs, where a few years ago, I mean, you know, that number was in the teens. So obviously everybody's jumping on board with the need for more people. You know, you've got to be creative, not only getting into those underserved communities, but looking at people that maybe we haven't looked at in the past that maybe have had some issues, justice involved, you know, helping them with some of their problems in the past and getting them through those and giving them a second chance. And a lot of those people through our programs in Columbus, Building Futures and Driving Futures, really taken advantage of those second chance opportunities and have went on to have tremendous careers in some of our local unions, to where they've really turned their lives around and taken advantage of it. So that's what we're trying to do. And I think the North American Building Trades is a leader in that and getting us involved, you know, and it's huge, and it's helping all the local and all the state councils.
Dorsey, I don't know if you're familiar with the Chris Gardner Foundation, but there was an announcement a couple of weeks ago, and the Building Trades and the AFL-CIO National are partners in this. In fact, Chris Gardner, who was actually the movie, you might have seen the movie Pursuit of Happiness, and Will Smith played him in that movie. The guy's just a multimillionaire, and he, with his foundation, wants to target those communities you reference, the underserved youth in today's America. And they announced this, in fact, in Detroit, which is a perfect place, a couple of weeks ago. I'm just wondering, did this come up yet, or will it come up at the Building Trades Convention? Because this is a great opportunity to target the population and bring them into the middle class. You hearing anything about that at this stage?
Yeah, it is a great opportunity. And I think that that's what everybody is keeping their eyes and ears open about, is not only the public funding that is going to become available as more and more entities, state, local, and federal, understand how these workforce development programs really help everybody, but also the private funding as well. I mean, you know, we're getting outreach from a lot of different private companies in Columbus and Central Ohio that are wanting to partner with us because of the work that they see us do. And obviously we always have our folks that run our programs and our staff always looking at grant opportunities on the state, local, and federal level as we look to expand to keep up with the growing needs of the workforce. But yeah, I am familiar with that announcement. There was a little bit of discussion about the Chris Gardner Foundation, some other things here at our conference, and it's going to be really interesting to stay on top of, to like I said, be able to continue to fund these programs and create these opportunities for people.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Dorsey Hager joining us on our live line from Las Vegas. Dorsey is the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council, columbusconstruction.org. You can follow the organization on Twitter at BuildCentralOH. Back in a few minutes.
Now, back to Ed Flash Ferens with America's Workforce.
And don't forget, we are available on at least six platforms. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, and Stitcher. And when you get an opportunity, here's what you do. Just sign up, receive our shows on a regular basis, and give us a rating. We always appreciate those five-star ratings, so keep them coming. Let's go back to line number one. Joining us from Las Vegas at the North America Building Trades Conference is Mr. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building Trades. And as I indicated on this show and many shows in the past couple of months, Central Ohio is on fire in a good way. A lot of building going on. Dorsey, I want to zero in on the Intel groundbreaking. Were you at the groundbreaking a couple of weeks ago when the president showed up?
Yeah, absolutely. It was there. Had a great opportunity to not only see some of our friends from Intel, but also some of the contractors that are currently doing work there or are going to be doing work there in the future. And, you know, it was great to have the president come in on Air Force One, give his remarks about the importance of the passage of the CHIPS and Science Act. Got to see Senators Rob Portman and Sherrod Brown. Got to kind of bookend my day with Congressman Tim Ryan. He was there as well, and then saw him in the evening and had dinner with him at the end of the day, and his wife Andrea and a couple of our friends. So pretty full day. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great being out there. You know, the biggest thing that I took away from that, which is interesting, and I know you know this because we talk about it all the time, your listeners know this, is you know, we because the Intel site is still kind of a field, they're moving dirt and stuff. There was no place there to really park. They had tents there for us to gather. And, you know, we went outside and the podium was set up on the stage and we had the speeches and, you know, the Ohio State Marching Band and different local electeds and stuff, which was great. It was a tremendous production, and Intel did a wonderful job. And their CEO, Pat Gelsinger, obviously was great and stuff. But the thing that really struck me was when we met off site and then we took buses to the site there is, you know, I was on a bus with probably about 60 to 70 media people that were covering the event. Some were local, some were statewide, many were from around the country. And we're driving to get to the Intel site, and you see this big thing coming out of the ground, and they're like, oh my gosh, look at that. That's tremendous. You know, is that Intel? And I'm like, no, that's the Amgen pharmaceutical plant. And they're like, oh, okay. And then we drive a little bit, and they're like, oh my gosh, this right here. And I'm like, no, that's Facebook. And they're like, oh, okay. And then we drive a little farther, and they're like, what about? And I'm like, no, that's the site of the Amazon data centers. And they're like, oh my gosh, well, just how much work is out here? And I'm like, there's a little bit of work out here. Like, we're seeing some of it, so, you know, we're going to be there. But it was just interesting because I don't think a lot of people had any idea of everything that's going on, not only in Columbus, Central Ohio, but especially that area of Central Ohio and New Albany, and everything that that they've done and we've done together with Jobs Ohio and One Columbus to help attract and make it a great place to not only expand existing businesses, but for other businesses to come and grow and build, be a part of the Central Ohio community, which is obviously helping everybody in the community, but it's helping my members because it's creating more job opportunities as well.
We're still at, what, 7,000 jobs for that plant? And this is a two-part question. How are we doing as far as making sure we get up to 7,000 right now?
Yeah, that seems to be the number. We're doing really well. I mean, a lot of our local unions, you know, in the building trades, we're working very well. We have our workforce development committee, which we established immediately after that announcement, that we're working closely with Mike Nisley and Kitty French from the state building trades. We meet monthly, and one of our training directors, Vince Irvin from the Laborers, is doing a tremendous job, and one of his staffers, Melissa Emery, where they're setting up outreach events in some of these very large local high school districts in Columbus and Central Ohio, so we can reach out to these middle schoolers and high schoolers and let them know about these opportunities. And I've said this many times on your show, we want every parent, we want every grandparent, we want every aunt, we want every uncle to know that if they have a niece, nephew, son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter in high school, and they're graduating from high school and they're not going to college, they're not going to the military, or they're not walking into a family business, they need to call us because we're going to find them a job. Either as a Teamster, an electrician, mechanical insulator, we'll be able to find them a job. And the great thing about Intel and the opportunity it presents and a lot of the other work that's out there is that, you know, we can talk to kids in seventh and eighth grade and they can say, well, what projects are out there? And we could say, well, you'll have the chance to work on Intel because this is going to be a lifetime project. It's going to be generational. You know, you talk about the 7,000 people that are going to build it. You know, Sam Lyon from Bechtel was talking the other day about the 1,500 to 3,000 that are going to be out there even after it's built, just maintaining and constantly retooling the fabs and keeping them up to date with all the technology that goes on, because that's what's happening in Arizona. That's what's happening in Portland. That's what's happening in Albuquerque. So it just creates tremendous opportunity. You know, it's not like building a hospital where you build it and you walk away. You know, there's constantly work there. There's constantly things to be done. So it's going to be great. It's a tremendous opportunity for a long time.
Yeah, that Intel plan, as soon as it's done, they're going to expand it. I mean, that's what they've done in various markets. It's good to see, too, the national press with jobs coming back from various countries like China, Vietnam, and Mexico. I mean, and it's all because of federal policy. When you pass the right laws, things happen. Good things happen. I have to ask you about Honda and LG Energy Solutions. You and I talked about this. They were supposed to announce a new battery plant, and I don't know when the timetable was on that. Do you know anything about that? Because that might be in Ohio as well.
There's an announcement coming pretty soon. Hopefully next time on your show, we'll be able to discuss that. But, it's very interesting. I know that Jobs Ohio and One Columbus are working closely with Honda in the governor's office. And there is an announcement imminent. And there'll hopefully be some good news. And I'm sure we'll be able to talk about that soon. But you're right. I mean, that article that kind of leaked a couple weeks ago talks about that. And it talks about everything that we're talking about with kind of the new energy initiative and creating these new jobs that maybe haven't existed in the past. These battery plants, which there's one that's being built in Louisville as well, are going to be a tremendous opportunity. And you're looking at probably $4.5 billion worth of work. It's going to require about 5,500 building trades people to build. And then again, you'll have a lot of building trades people in there maintaining it as well.
You're really going to go out of your mind when they announce that it's going to be in Ohio. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's going to be announced in Ohio. We had your counterpart in Kentucky talking about that battery plant there the other day, and they're really excited. And, you know, with Kentucky, that's a right-to-work state, and they've got a legislature that is kind of a few years behind. Let me put it that way. I mean, they're not real worker-friendly. However, they are pretty darn excited about that battery plant down there. That's a big one. That's courtesy of Ford. And I see GM is building a couple of them around the country as well. So certainly good times ahead. Good times ahead. Well, Mr. Hager, I'm going to let you go. What's a rundown for the building trades conference over there? Is it wrapping up today, tomorrow? What's the schedule here?
So it wrapped up yesterday. I'm taking advantage of an extra day today, heading into the weekend. Like I said, I'm going to venture out, do a few things after I get some work done this morning. Hopefully peek my head in the sports book, watch a little bit of Major League Baseball. But it was a great conference, went really well. I do have a few meetings today with some people that are hanging around afterwards, too, that's going to kind of directly reflect and talk about some of the work that we're doing in Columbus and Central Ohio. So try to take full advantage of it. But yeah, it's a great time, and I appreciate you having me on here. And just a shout out and a heads up, you know, we are talking about Major League Baseball in Cleveland, and hopefully they do well in the playoffs. But I will be in your fair city Sunday to root the Browns on against the Chargers. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we hope to have a good running game on that day, because we missed a few opportunities in the last one. But anyway, we'll see what happens here. Very good, Mr. Hager. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to a very exciting weekend in Cleveland with our sports. Dorsey Hager, never missing an opportunity for networking, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Have a safe trip back home. We'll talk to you in a month, okay, brother?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, Flash. I'll talk to you in a month, and Go Browns, go Guardians. Talk to you soon.